Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
Hey.
I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night.
Yeah.
A filthy motherfucker and I love to
come
fight. Picture me rolling on my chopper on rims. No love for the other side, no need to be friends. Get the gas, homie, you gotta keep on pushing. Out and out, chin checks, don't you need an ass with a ticket at the ticket. Man, I ain't gon' pay.
Yeah.
Rather do 30 days locked up in CJ.
Let's
twist the throttle, let's hit the rolling.
Yeah.
My drag bike, on my bike, get the blowin'.
A
third motherfucker street calling
hey.
Me. Like I'm on cause the kids when it's time to eat.
Come
don't approach me, homie, like the shit all good. I'm like half the motherfuckers
hey.
That live in my hood. I'ma continue rolling to the mold. With 10 in the clip and 1 in the hole. Fuck what you heard, homie, I'ma always
shit.
Hit a bar. My homeboys might rubber, but we never ever fall.
Come
at the end of the day, we can always stand tall.
Yeah.
The gov don't like me, yo, fucking well. I guess you could call me the angel from hell.
Yeah.
Give a man fuck
hey.
Run up in my face and get your bitch ass punked.
You can shoot me down, but you can kill my pride.
Turn the finger to the sky, homie, let me ride.
Come on.
Kid from the ghetto, east side of the vibe. Motherfuckers get stuck when they walk outside. I'm all in, cause it's all or nothing. And when I leave this bitch, I'm leaving with something. Fuck the law, I'm gonna make my ends. Drinking 40 to the brain from my brothers in the pen. Motherfuckers love to hate when it's under their breath. And then they run like a bitch when it's time to death. I don't rap punchlines, I just rhyme the truth. And speak what's on my mind when I hit the booth. All my fallen comrades are like I say, rest in peace. No more living life in the belly of the beast, Mike P.
Hello, everybody. Today's Thursday, May 22nd. The Phil and Bill Show. And as everybody, if you're a first-time listener, my partner Bill, he's having some family members that have some medical issues, and he'll be joining us shortly, from what I understand. So we'll find out. And when I find out, you'll find out. I might just surprise you, and he might be sitting here next to me one night pretty soon. So, other than that, nothing really much going on except I got told today that there's a place in San Diego County called, it's like a little suburb called Hillcrest, where they filed a lawsuit today so you can't fly the flag on Memorial Day. What do you think of that, Eunice?
You can't fly the flag on Memorial Day?
Yep.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, this world, I don't know what it's coming to. That's ridiculous.
Yep. I heard that today. I just started laughing. Couldn't believe it. It's unbelievable that you can file a fucking... You can sue anybody for anything.
Yeah. Did you hear about Somerville here?
No, go for it.
Well, you know, we have a lot of immigrants that are here in the United States. Now they're going against what the federal government said, that if they get into any kind of trouble in that, they get shipped back. Well, Somerville's not going to do that.
Uh-huh. Why is
they're
that?
Not going to go by that.
Why
well,
is that?
Because they just don't want to do that. You know,
what, they,
I mean...
They're going to lose their tax money or what?
I have
Oh, that's
no
right.
Idea.
They don't pay... No.
They don't pay taxes.
Pay taxes.
But there was one guy from Ecuador that just got sentenced for 12 to 15 years. He's an immigrant that's been in this country for 12 years, did not even speak English. He got arrested in 2008 for assault and battery on a firefighter, which right then and there he should have been deported back to Ecuador, which they didn't do. And he killed this young guy on a motorcycle. He was totally drunk and dragged him a long way, so he just got sentenced to 12 to 15 years.
Yeah.
Now, Phil, if they had sent him back to his country in 2008, this young kid that was on the motorcycle would be alive, wouldn't he?
Probably.
Yep.
That's debatable. It's a 50-50 anytime I get on my bike, because I had a guy today. Yep. He saw me coming in the mirror and swung over as I was going by.
Oh, jeez.
So I moved into traffic, and I stopped, and I waited for him to roll up next to me. And I looked over, and he's, like, shaking his hands all crazy and shit, you know, like, because I flipped him the bird.
Mm-hmm.
As he proceeded to roll down the window, I have a rear-view mirror that I dropped maybe a block later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when I got to the next light, I stopped, and a guy pulled up on the side and said, hey, if you want to file charges or anything, I saw he intentionally tried to knock you off your bike.
Right. I just do not know what this world is coming to. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they make their own...
Well, hey, we got a guy in the White House, doesn't have a proper birth certificate. I understand he's been using somebody else's Social Security number. But yet he's the President of the United States.
Oh, my God. I don't know, Bill.
You know, it's like in all 50 states now, animal cruelty is treated as a felony.
Isn't that amazing?
Did you know that? Unbelievable.
Well, I told you they passed a bill here before they passed a bill to protect the children.
Yeah.
I mean, I love animals.
I do, too.
My baby is my animal, you know. And they should be protected, but who do you think should have been protected first?
Let me ask
you,
you don't have one of those little purse dogs, do you?
What do you mean? No. I have a Shih Tzu.
That's a
purse dog. I'll give you a purse dog.
That's a purse dog.
No, it's not. He weighs 13 pounds.
Yeah, that's a purse dog.
No, it's not.
And I'm going to get an unbiased opinion.
Okay.
Stacy.
Go ahead, Stacy. Go for it.
Stacy, it's a Shih Tzu. That's a purse dog, right?
Well, not really. They get a little bit. I mean,
fuck! I knew it. Knew it.
Wait,
I knew it. Fall under pressure. You cave easily.
No. What? Did I miss something?
I said you caved in. You fall under pressure.
No, I mean, my brother's got miniature dachshunds. Those are purse dogs, and like chihuahuas. Those are purse dogs. But what she has, I mean, they're small, but they're wide. You really can't shove them in a purse.
No, you can't.
They're like more, I mean, they're the traditional, like, lap dog. They'll go across both your legs.
That's what it is. You're right. It's a lap dog.
The little chihuahuas and stuff, they can sit on one leg. You know, but those are the size, you know, when they're like about 5, 6, 7 pounds, like my brother's dogs are about that big, and they're full grown. you know, you can shove them in any purse. But
yeah, I'm now, afraid you can't get Patrick in a purse. I can't even hold him anymore.
Ah, how do we get on dogs? What happened? What did I miss before that?
I don't know. I don't know. I know what.
Are you eating?
Talking about.
Are you eating?
Huh?
Are you eating?
What am I eating?
Are you eating?
I'm sorry.
It's
yes,
okay.
I was. A cracker.
Okay. No worries. I'm jealous. I haven't eaten yet.
Why I have to is because I'm diabetic and this is my snack.
I didn't say
yep.
anything. I just said I'm jealous. I didn't eat yet.
Oh, well, why didn't you eat yet?
Busy
Go
schedule.
Go get a sandwich. Go
no.
get a sandwich or something.
We're only going to be on for an hour.
All right. What we were talking about, Phil and I, was that he was telling me in 50 states it's a federal law to protect.
A felony.
A felony.
A felony.
To protect.
Yeah,
ahead,
it's a felony to hurt an animal now. But the conversation started out with, I just heard, I was down and I seen Bill before I got here. That's one of the other reasons I didn't eat. He said to say hello. But
hello.
He told me about, there's a little town over here called Hillcrest in San Diego County. And they filed a lawsuit today for people not to fly a flag on Memorial Day, an American flag.
Why?
Yep.
What?
They filed a lawsuit today to stop people from flying the flag on Memorial Day.
Why can't we?
I don't know.
What's the reasoning behind it?
I didn't get that much into it. I haven't looked it up yet, but Bill told me he had some paper and I didn't have time to read it. But, yeah, that's the part of town where it's the gay part of town, that way.
Well, if they don't want to fly the flag, they don't have to, you know. But I'm going to put my flag is going out.
It's unbelievable. And that's how we got on dogs, was because of what Phil said. And I said, imagine that they passed that law to protect the animals, but not to protect the children.
Yeah. I still can't believe that town is filing. That's the American flag. It has nothing to do with any religious, you know what I'm saying? That's your country's flag. They're going to fly. I don't think they're going to get very far. I don't understand their logic behind it.
And most of them are still on active duty or retired.
Excuse me. What did you say?
Most of them are still on active duty or retired military.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That don't want to fly the flag?
That's what I said. They filed a lawsuit today to stop people from flying the flag.
Well, maybe they're discouraged with the way the United States is treating them.
Well, that could be it.
Yeah.
What are you opening?
I'm just squeezing something. I'm squeezing my husband.
He's crinkly?
That's right. Yes, he is. He's a nice,
no.
He's a wonderful guy. He really
I'm
is.
Sure he is.
All right, I won't crinkle anything anymore.
No worries. You were going to say, Stacy?
You really need to find out more about that, because I would like to know what their reasons are for feeling that way if they're military. It don't make no sense. It's like, why would they? And again, it's the country's flag, you know, that's going to get very far. It's not like we have God written across it or anything. You know what I'm saying? It's the country's flag. What are they? I'm not even understanding that. That just blows my mind.
Yeah, me either. Let me type this in and see what comes up. I should have took that paper from Bill, but I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I had my hands full of some stuff that I needed.
To take care of?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I told you the other night, I don't know how you do it, but today I was a good doobie. I cleaned house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. And I told you my daughter broke away from that situation, and she's here, and she's doing well, and she gets a phone call, and I just took the phone call, and I said, there'll be no money given out of her check anymore, because she does not handle it. So their mouth dropped open over the phone, and they says, whoa, I says, well, because we're handling it, she's not. So then about 10 minutes later, she gets a phone call. You stole $500 from us, and we want you to pay it back. You know, come on.
Yeah.
I says, yeah, let them call me. They're going to get $500, all right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But, I can't find this anything about this story. Let me see.
Stacey, I was telling them about Somerville. Did you hear that about Somerville?
What happened exactly?
Well, I guess it's the mayor or something. He's not going to go along with the federal law as far as, sending these people who do not have, they're in the country illegal. He's not going to do that. He's not going to send them back.
What? Can he even get away with that?
Well, he's trying to anyways. But I also told him there was a gentleman from Ecuador who's been in this country illegal for 12 years. And in 2008, he was arrested for assault and battery on a firefighter, and he should have been sent out of this country then, you know, because he was in here illegal. And he's the one that killed that young kid on the motorcycle and dragged him for like a half a mile. And he got 12 to 15 years in prison. And then they'll send him back to Ecuador. But if they had done that in 2008, that boy would be alive today, you know. So that's our great country here, you know. And the guy didn't even learn to speak English. He's been here for 12 years. Imagine that.
That's because we let people get away with that shit.
That's right.
No, it hasn't hit the line yet.
Oh, okay. Hmm. It probably will the next day or two, Bill. You know. Probably will do that.
Yeah.
So, what else is new?
Nada.
Nada, huh?
Nada. Planning my weekend. Days off. Planning my weekend. Haven't figured out if I'm going north, south, east.
How's the granddaughter?
Good.
Must be getting big now.
She got her first tricycle yesterday.
Oh, you're kidding me. Did Grandpa buy it for her?
Yeah.
Oh, we knew that.
Yeah.
She's just going to have to roll her eyes at you, right?
Always. I told her the first rule is a helmet and gloves.
Yeah. That's amazing. It's amazing how you love them, you know. I used to say I can love them as much as I want because I can always send them home. But my kids, I could never do that. Could never send them home, you know. So.
Yeah, I got stopped the other day, and I got asked about if I knew anybody that, that supposedly now, there's three motorcycle accidents where the motorcycle rider has gotten up, got on the bike, and rode away.
Wow.
I wanted to know if I knew anything about it, and I said, if I did, that's none of your business. Between the guy on the bike and the driver.
Right.
Well, it's a hit and run. And I said, if anybody was injured? He said, no. I said, then I'm not going to say nothing. None of my business.
That isn't. Isn't it amazing how they ask you stupid questions?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then there's another thing that's coming down the pike that a lot of people don't know about yet, and I told a couple guys today when they asked me, a couple of Navy guys, and they asked me about this, but there's a case of two guys in a club, and they were acquitted of stabbing a civilian in a bar fight in Barstow, California. And it's noteworthy because both the soldiers are members of the military. And Department of Defense is going to make an example of them. Because if you're on active duty, you're not allowed to be in a club.
Hmm. That doesn't sound good. Isn't it amazing how they always use people to specify something?
Yep.
It always blows my mind.
Yep.
You know, it's they did that with my grandson because he was white, and they were going to use him as an example. But I'll tell you something, Phil. He's really grown up in jail. You know, he'll be out next year. But he went in there, I think, weighing 100 and probably about 140 pounds, soaking wet. And when I went to see him, and this kid come walking out, I didn't even recognize him because naturally he's lifting weights and all that stuff, you know. So he's really built up his bottle and his body, not his bottle, I'm sorry. And he said to me, you know, Grandma, this was a blessing in disguise because he was doing drugs and drinking. He says, this is a blessing in disguise. And I said, I hope that you mean that, you know. So he's grown up, you know.
Uh-huh.
Dad, I really kind of coddled him, you know, but he's really grown up.
Yeah.
So,
well,
that
it takes a little kick in the ass and someone telling you what to do every day for a few months or a couple of years,
yeah,
or however long.
He'll be out next year, so. But, you know, you can't, like I told my daughter, I know how you feel because I had a son in jail too. But it come to a point when he was in Norfolk. This is my oldest son, Glenn. And I went in and they said to me, yeah, we've got to strip search you. And I said, you got what? If you want to see your son, we got to strip search you. So they had a woman guard come in. I had to take all my clothes off, Phil, and I had to bend over. And when I got done, I went into my son and I says, I will never, ever come back to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. I was so humiliated. But word got out that I was carrying drugs into him, you know, which was not true. You know, so. And I can understand them. They had to do that. But what I'm saying, I wasn't going to put myself through that situation again. Son or no son.
Yeah.
I said to him, I'll send you money, but I will not come up here to visit you anymore. And back then, I had to borrow a car to go see him because I didn't have a car at that time. But you have to draw your strength from that, you know, and I never did. I never went back to see him again.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, he got out probably a year later, but I said, no, I'm not doing this. And mothers feel that way. They feel that they have to do that. But my daughter, Deanne, I'll never forget what she said to me. She says, if I steal a car and go to jail, will you buy me a TV? And I says, of course I won't. And she says, well, you did for Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize what you do, you know. I mean, that affected my children. Why buy him? You know, he's in jail because he did something wrong. But
yeah.
Yet you're trying to make his life comfortable and ours not, you know. So you never realize what you're doing until it's thrown into your face so you can see it. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what we do for our children.
That's
you know,
true.
I mean. But it made me understand a lot of other things, you know. So that's why things happen, so you can learn from them. It's bad when things happen to you and you don't learn from them and you just keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again, you know.
Right.
You're looking, you know, you're still in the woods and you don't want to get out of there, you know, and that's. That's a sad part.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's taken my daughter 23 years to finally say, I'm coming out of the woods now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. So then you have to be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, nobody likes...
The other ones that... Go ahead.
He loves you like your mother.
Yeah, that's true. But when you're taught to be disrespectful from the time you're, you know, 5, 6 years old and your own daughters turn around and they call you an effing this and an effing that, you know, it's time that you stand up for yourself and say, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't answer those phone calls, you know. But they were brought up that way, so. But they're adults now and they should know the difference. So. But we'll see. She's getting stronger and stronger, and that's the good part.
Uh-huh. That's good. So what's up, Stacy? What happened with that text you sent me, 80 troops going to Nigeria?
Yeah, I had only caught it on the news briefly, but they had said this morning that they were sending 80 troops down to Nigeria to try to help with the 300 girls that are missing. I had asked my daughter if it possibly would have been her old group because the group she was assigned to, they used to do a lot of frequent stuff down in Africa, and she said no because she's still in contact with a lot of the people she went through training and stuff with, and it's not her group going down there. It's other groups. So, I mean, and then yesterday on the news, I don't know if anybody caught it besides me, the same group that took the girls bombed the area. And they set up the bombs strategically so when the first set of bombs went off where there were civilians, they knew where the medical people were going to come from and, like, the Red Cross and stuff, and strategically timed it. So about the point where all the medical people were coming into play, they set off another set of bombs that basically blew a lot of medical people up. Yeah, they knew what they were doing. And, you know, and then this morning... I had caught that because I don't have to be up at 4:30 anymore. So, you know, I don't get to see a lot of different things that I normally would fiddle-faddle with, but that's all I know on that at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I would assume they deployed the 80 troops because of the bombing, because you got 300 girls down missing, and you've got casualties, like bad casualties. They were showing clips on it and I was like totally stuck on stupid. So not only do they have 300 girls who were taken out of a school and possibility of all being sold into slavery or already gone, now you've got people who were advocating for this, you know, dead. And
mm-hmm.
It's just that's a mess.
They,
down there,
the only way that they would know where those people were coming in from, they have to have some of their men still in that village, you know. That's why I think it's so stupid when they tell people when and who's coming. And I'm sure.
Yeah, well,
not.
I I would imagine, I mean, they said 80 troops, and it was very short because, I don't know, I think there should have been more on it, but it was kind of like 30 seconds worth of news because it's not making the news as much anymore, you know, because you're going into like the two-month mark.
Well, if you really think about it, I wouldn't want to know how many is going in. Because then if
no,
I
don't
everybody
think,
else is going to do, you know.
Yeah, they didn't say who exactly was deployed, you know, whether it was Army, Navy, Marines, whatever. All they said was that 80 U.S. troops were going down to Nigeria.
So
I don't
know,
if
there's 80, you know that's probably triple the amount that's going down there.
Well, either that or other countries, because, I mean, there's so many countries in an uproar over this. Maybe they found some mutual ground to send all kinds of troops down there, and it was like I was telling Phil the other night, because he was talking about mercenaries and stuff, and I said, why can't all the countries just put their differences aside and send the best that they've got? You know, 5 to 10 guys from every country sets up one strong unit if they're all top of the fucking line. They'll get in and out and get, you know, just like
and
they did with all the other things, you know.
If they're all busy, all I got to do is make a phone call.
Yeah. It disgusts me. The whole thing disgusts me, and it just it's obviously continuing to get worse because I don't think there's enough people involved.
Oh, I think there is, but I don't think that they're publicizing it. You know,
no.
I mean,
yeah, but
it wouldn't do any good to publicize it, right? So,
I just think this has gone well beyond. You can send troops down there for the bombing and stuff to try to set order and see what's going on government-wise, because that's all screwed up. But I really firmly believe that they ain't going to get them girls back. Them girls are long gone, long gone. I mean, one or two little girls were able to escape. And, you know, she was telling the little bit of story that happened, and I had caught that a while ago. And, you know, when she escaped out of there, they were chasing her with guns and shit. They did not want her back in the population, and they've got that family in hiding because there was threats of retaliation, them coming back and taking the rest of their kids. So, you know, I mean, we criticize our government up and down day and night, et cetera, but, you know, I think we truly got to be grateful for some of the democracy that we do have in place, because that place has got nothing going on. I mean, if something like that ever jumped off here in the United States, I think it would be over quicker than what it started. You know what I'm saying? I just...
You know, and what you're saying about that, you know, it brings a song to my mind.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
Either that, or you go to Alaska and you become one of the Bushmen.
Yeah.
Well,
you're there.
I watched that show. I love that show.
What show? Yeah. What was it?
Alaska.
What was that song from?
Huh?
That was.
What was what?
That song.
It's the Animals.
I remember it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Animals. 65.
Hmm. I remember it, but I didn't know what year it was from, you know.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to do tonight is, you know, every once in a while, I'm going to start doing this. I want to congratulate the state of Georgia. Their state house voted to nullify Obamacare.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They want it canceled and repealed.
You know, I think that there should be insurance offered, but I think you should have a choice. You know, if you want to buy into it, fine. If you don't, you can go elsewhere. But I don't think it should be forced upon anybody. You know, it is what it is with that. I don't, like I said, I'm like divided down the middle with that. It's like I think healthcare should be able to be offered to everybody, but I think it should be at their choice.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing I found out today was that there's two senators, Texas senators, Ted Cruz and John Cronin, announced today that the 2014 National Defense Authorization Act passed by the Senate Armed Services Committee includes an amendment now to allow the victims of Nadal Hassan's terrorist attack at Fort Hood to receive the Purple Heart. I think that's pretty good.
I think that's pretty good.
Too. Yeah. The designation, I think, is long overdue.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Like I told you Tuesday night, the horror stories that I've heard, you know, from our servicemen. You know, our country should really stand together.
Well, I saw the headline today was Obama's mad that about the veterans dying before they can get their care. We'll see how far that goes.
He's mad. Oh, yeah.
He's mad.
Well, he better be really mad.
He's mad. And if he was smart, that kid Peralta, who jumped on a grenade to save half the guys in his platoon inside a building.
Yeah.
He did it. And they're trying to say, well, he was dead before, you know, he just rolled over. All that shit. They were going to name a ship after him that we built, and then they decided not to because they gave him the second highest honor when they should have gave him the Medal of Honor.
Right.
But in June, I think it's June 1st or June 12th, I'm not sure the date, but there's a Marine that he's going to give the, as a matter of fact, there's only 9 living members of the Medal of Honor, that won the Medal of Honor. Right now, the rest are all posthumously from this last 10 years.
I don't know. Where's Nara?
Don't know. She knows it's on. She gets the same thing everybody else gets.
You know. Well, I don't have any more news. I wish I
could.
Well,
I'm going to Jacksonville, Florida. The sheriff's office announced today that they'll be starting Operation Ceasefire, which includes going to 18,000 homes in the area without warrants looking for guns and drugs.
Hmm. Well, they should. They really should, I'm telling you.
What do you mean they should?
Because I'll tell you, Phil, just walking down the street, you're getting these drive-by shootings, and white people are like targets down in Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine was sitting in waiting for her husband to come out of the bank, and this guy come up to her, hit her with a gun, you know. She had the window down, hit her with a gun in the face, stole the pocketbook, dragged her out of the car, and started kicking her. I mean, it's, you know, he got the pocketbook. Why torture an old lady? You know? So, I mean, you really,
It was done in fear so she wouldn't remember what he looked like.
Right. You know. But, I mean, we've had more drive-by shootings where I live on Okeechobee, you know, that they just come by during the daytime. I'm not talking nighttime. I'm talking during the daytime. And whoever's out there, they just shoot them, you know. I mean, it's terrible down there. I don't go out at nighttime down there. And when I do go out, there's like several of us together, you know.
You're not all carrying baseball bats, are you?
Well, I am. I am.
You know, I just wanted to let everybody know, you know, you have nothing to worry about in America today. As long as you're not a Christian, a conservative, a Republican, or a gun owner, or in the military, successful or live in a red state, work for Fox News, or be affiliated with the Tea Party, or if you ever disagreed with or criticized Obama, because real patriots are on the government's watch list.
Yeah, I know. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that talks up, you know, they're there. Do you have visitors tonight?
I have visitors every day.
Oh, every day. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That's wonderful. Oh God. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I think we should just take, you know, give the United States a big enema. What do you think?
Ain't going to work.
Space goes, you know. Be pretty messy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Pretty messy.
Yeah. You know, there's a new thing now that marijuana will kill you, but the DAA might.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, not too many people listen to what's going on. They put blinders on. That's what they do. As long as they can work and get their paycheck and go buy food and buy a new pair of shoes or, you know, whatever. They don't want to listen to any of the bad stuff that's going around. I learned that a long time ago. A long time ago.
Well, it's just like, you know, no matter what you do, no matter, even if you said give it a big enema, it ain't going to change much.
No, it's not.
Too many people.
The only time
over.
It's ever going to change stuff is when people get up and open their eyes and realize what's happening to them.
Yeah, because when you bend over once, you're going to bend twice. And I just want to say tonight at 9, 8 Central on Fox, I never really promote Fox, but I am tonight because Emilio's new series, Gang Related, is on with the... And you'll be surprised who you see in that show.
Oh, yeah?
So if you haven't... set it for Gang Related, look up Gang Related and record it. You can't watch it. It'd be a good show.
Well, that's already on here.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's quarter of 10 here.
Yeah. Let me just check. Hold on.
You didn't have to go check.
No, I want to see if it's on Fox here. Now, that's what I'm saying.
It's on Fox. It's on every Fox station.
Yeah, but our Fox is 2 hours earlier than yours.
3 hours.
Is it 3 hours?
Yeah.
3 hours.
That's why whenever I put up stuff for the show, I always write 9 p.m. Eastern time because most of my people are on the Eastern time zone, but I always right afterwards check your time zone. Because, I mean, the show goes around the world, so you need to pay attention to the time zone thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I don't see it up on ours, Stacy.
Sure. Well, I've got on demand, so I can look it up later.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
The other thing, I got a message from the guys at Water and Power, the movie. And it's a Facebook for the West Coast. Well, it's going to be opening up in some theaters up in L.A. again. And the challenge is to go watch it and then come back and tell people how it was and let everybody know how the movie was. It's a good movie. Trust me. Very good movie.
Yeah, that's what you had said before. When will it be out this way? Because movies usually come out there first.
It's still on the thing, and it opened up against Spider-Man, and then it opened up against Godzilla. But it's this.
Oh boy!
Yeah, it's still going strong.
Huh. Now this thing about gang related, isn't it supposed to be a new program where?
It's a new series.
Right. Well, it's on now. It's on now.
You might want to record it.
Yeah. Not with my old TV. I don't have a recorder up in my room. You know.
Okay,
I gotta. You keep forgetting I'm 70, you know, some odd years, and what do I need a new TV for when this is working fine, right?
Yeah. Hold on a second. What's up there, late one?
Hey. What?
Hey.
I said, what's up there, late one?
Sorry. I was about to finish dinner, trying on clothes, and yep, okay. And then I looked at my phone, I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
So what, I heard Eunice talking about gang related. I have that set so my DVR records it. Because I figured I probably wasn't going to be able to see it right when it started. So I did a pre-setup for it to record the whole series. I can't wait.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do with my other shows. I just hit record the whole series, and whether I'm here or not, it records it.
Right. Oh, Phil, you missed the weather the other night. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
I opened up the front door, I'm getting soaked, and it's like, tornado, slam the door.
Yeah, well, Suna had said that, and about an hour later, my friends in South Bend, the horns went off at like midnight.
Yeah. It was bad.
It was brutal over there.
Yeah, it was bad. They had, what do they call those? Oh, clementines. Had clementine-sized hail. It was crazy.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I was in the garage having a cigarette. I'm like, we got hail in the house. I'm like, holy crap. Yeah. So that was a real nice birthday party. We were in the middle of we were already done celebrating it, you know, and then we just started getting like a little spit of rain, and all of a sudden, it just came from out of nowhere. I'm like, damn. That is crazy.
Yeah, my friend, crazy weather.
My friends were sound asleep, and them horns went off, and they're the tornado sirens, and they're loud. And they like sprung up out of bed like nobody's business.
Yeah, well, we got hit early. You know, the sirens were going. I'm like, how would this? I, you know, grabbed my older dog's bag because she had a mild stroke over the weekend. And, you know, I was like, okay. I get in the basement, you know. It was nasty. That rain was going sideways. I'm like, what the hell?
That's what my friends in South Bend were saying, same thing. They were like, it was
I got a couple
awful.
Of decent Yeah, I got a couple of decent lightning photos, but they were far away, you know, but that was, like, after it already went over here.
Right.
It was crazy.
Well, listen, Phil, I am tired tonight because I really worked hard today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll keep in touch. I'll call in Tuesday.
All right.
And you girls, good night.
Good night, Anna.
And I'll sleep tight, I promise you. Oh, I got to tell you what I did before I go.
Okay.
I put the patch on. To stop.
What's the patch?
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Good for you.
Yep. Yep. So,
good for
that's
you.
A good thing.
Yeah.
I promised my daughter if she did it, I'd do it. And we both did it. So... And I think the difference is because I really want to stop, you know. And I think that's the big difference. In anything
mm-hmm.
that you want to do, you have to want to do it, so.
Yep.
That's
good
what
for
I
you,
did.
I'm working on it myself.
All right. That's the good news for the night, guys.
Yay.
Yay. So I'll talk to you Tuesday. Have a
okay,
nice
have a good night,
holiday too. Weekend.
You,
you know.
Too.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Good
night,
guys.
Good night.
You too.
Yeah, bye. I'm gonna. There's only about 8 minutes left. I'm gonna cut it early tonight. Let me see. Hold
okay.
On
in an 8 minute thing, what did I miss?
Hold on 1 second. 217.
Okay.
Did you want to talk or just listen? Okay, I think he's going to, someone from Decatur, Champaign, Illinois.
That would be my area.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
You know, yep.
But, just that, I got Bill, so I seen Bill today, and he was trying to hand me this article about, there's a town out here called Hillcrest, and they filed a lawsuit today about flying a flag on Memorial Day.
What?
You heard me. They filed a lawsuit today about flag flying on Memorial Day.
Oh, hell no.
That's what I said.
No, that's just one. Where the fuck are we at?
It's military people that filed the lawsuit. That's what's blowing my mind.
But this is what I'm saying. Where the hell do we live?
That's what I mean. It's the symbol of our country. Like I said, if there was any type of religious something or other, you know, whatever, there's people doing that all the time. But, I mean, it's the flag of your country. You know, it's irrelevant to what you think, feel, or say. It's the flag of the country, and that's it. It represents
mm-hmm.
the United States.
Wow.
You know, again, it comes down to choice. You don't want to fly the flag on Memorial Day. You don't have to. That's your prerogative, too. You know,
yep.
But, I mean, to file a lawsuit against your country's flag, do they really think that's going to stop people from flying the flag or whatever it is?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I fly it every year.
Yeah.
And, like, when September 11th took place, I flew it every day. Every day. I did not care.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
It is. Unreal.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Mike P take us out with a little 1%er, and I'll talk to you guys Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Happy Memorial Weekend, everybody.
It's a Harley
yeah.
Boy, Mike P. And they say I represent the 1% of the bad bike.